If there is one thing that the whole world would idolize and give attention to, and that is the feelings in us. And we humans, by nature, we legitimize our feelings. So say, for instance, when someone abuses an animal, everyone gets enraged. Why? Because we feel what it felt. And we say, how can we be so cruel? Do something to an animal with feelings, am I right? So when we talk about abortion, now the pro-life people say, how can you abort babies? How can you kill babies? They have feelings, right? But the pro-abortion people will say, it's just embryo, no feelings. So you saw that? Everyone is making an argument based on feelings, on the basis of feelings. Everyone, don't want to be found guilty or culpable of hurting another person's feelings. So because of our feelings, we understood what is unfairness, what is cruelty, what is inhumane, what is discrimination, and all these unwanted things, And right in us, we hate those things that hurt feelings, and we make laws to protect feelings. That's how the society goes. So, but I believe as Christian, we have to think deeper into what is this feelings all about. So listen carefully now. Yeah, the whole world care a great deal about feelings. But you must know, because of the sinful and imperfect world that we lived in, we have to recognize there is no way to protect our feelings without hurting that of others. There is no way to move forward, be it as a society or as a church, without some people getting hurt. You get what I mean? So this is the reality. Sometimes, say, if you want to protect someone's feelings so much, we may end up disadvantage some people. We may hurt some other people's feelings. Say, for instance, if you only have jobs for 10 people, and there are 20 people here, no matter what, 10 people will be hurt. They will feel sore. Am I right? It's the reality. And I'm a pastor. I only have 724, Everyone wants my attention. So at a point of time, I'm giving my attention to some people, and some others will be neglected. So that's the reality you must know, all right? And sometimes when we talk about feelings, so we want to protect people's feelings so much that we dare not tell them the truth. And the result is people cannot be strengthened, they cannot stand up, and especially as parents, sometimes we care too much about our children's feelings. We dare not give them pressure, no. We always think is how to protect their feeling, and they grow up to be softy. They cannot stand on their own, they cannot bear burdens in their life, and they will be your burden. You get what I mean? So what is this feeling all about, where the whole world revolves around it? Now, listen carefully. I think what is a deep spiritual problem with the human species is we all want to feel good. Okay? We all want to feel good, feel strong, feel rich, feel confident, feel useful. And people have to do everything just to feel good. So much so that they cannot make any good sense or give any good meaning when they don't feel good. You get what I mean? We all want to feel the desirable. Feel good, feel rich, feel confident, everything. So we are doing everything to feel good. Some of us pursue success. Why do we do so? Because you just want to feel good. You feel you are better than others. Some people don't want to fail in their lives. Why? Because it's not as if they care about failure, but they don't want to feel lousy and defeated in their lives. They don't want to feel that defeated feeling, maybe for just that few weeks or few days. That's the thing. So everyone wants to feel good, but so much so, they cannot make any sense out of what is the undesirable feel, or what sometimes we call the negative feel. And I'm telling you here, for good reasons, sometimes we have to feel not so good. When the reality is dangerous, you got to feel danger. Am I right? When When your parents or when your family members are not coming to God, they're not safe, you should be at least feeling anxious. If your brethren are living in sin, you should feel angry, not only with him, but with Satan. There must be godly anger. So the feeling thing now I'm saying is, because we all want to feel good, we all want to, so we try to suppress all the bad feelings. We do things to distract ourselves from the bad feelings. Some people, you see, they fiddle with their handphones for hours. They play computer games for hours. Why? Because it's just so confused, frustrating inside, no direction, I'm feeling lousy. All the undesirable feeling that they cannot make any good sense out of it. So they are doing all these things to suppress their feelings or to distract themselves. So why are they doing this? They just want to get back to the state of feeling good. So let me say something very truthful. If all we care is about that feel, we are living a self-deceived Christian life. Am I right to say that? You know, some people in their pursuit just to feel good, at the end of it, they lose all feelings. Because if feeling is the thing you want, you care so much about it, eventually you're not going to care anything about anyone around you. So in fact, you become feelingless. Now, the paradox is like that. You care so much about feeling, they eventually become feelingless. You get what I'm trying to say here? Make sense out of this. This is the condition of our generation. Very much. So let me re-emphasize again. Nothing wrong about wanting to feel good, feel strong, feel confident. Nothing wrong. But it is very wrong when we just shut our spiritual mechanism when we don't feel good. You know what shutting spiritual mechanism? Meaning, I don't want to test the will of God. I don't care. I'm not going to church. I don't want to know what's God's will and plan in my life. You know, I'm not going to watch what I say anymore because I don't feel good. Now, you're shutting all mechanism that God is giving you, the spiritual, glorious mechanism. Why? Because you don't feel good. Now, you want to feel good? Nothing wrong. But when you are feeling no good, you shut off everything. You don't care about God, don't care about what other people feel, not anything at all. That's a serious problem. Now, so what I'm saying here is, don't reduce yourself to just feeling. You are not a feeling, young people. You are a personality, a glorious personality that God has created. So I'm trying to help you, brethren, to use your feelings rightly for the Lord, right, through this session.